Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet, keep a bad bitch on my team. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call her. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again.
Got so much money, got racks on racks on racks on racks on racks. Bitch, so much money, my shit stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. You see me smoking and you know I got that pack, I got that sack, I got that. Oh, I hit the club, I lose control, I smoke that loud, I know the grower. Grower, but like the owner, hit this gym, make things move slower. Slower, I'm never sober, roll some weed, our eyes get lower. Lower, I'm in my old school, riding sound just like a newer motor. Motor, wondering how I get these meals and still live like a stoner. No other way, I get 100K from each promoter. Or more than that, hold up, money, long it don't fall up. Let me get some gin, pull up, got some bum, we roll up. Niggas got the gang, thrown up, thrown up. These niggas got the game, they got it from us. From us, I'm with my gang and my niggas go nuts. Go nuts. You talking money, best believe I show up. Show up. And all the real niggas know
bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet, keep a bad bitch on my team, yeah. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call her. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never
walking funny. Is it any reason why y'all starving? I spell boredom by spelling foursome. Do I really need to beg your pardon? My jersey say James. I don't play games like Braun when he in that garden. Now wait, I said that all wrong. She don't need a rocket when I put my heart in. My new nickname is just watch. Might not.
Welcome, wrestling fans, to another Wrestling It Factor Radio. We here live. Yeah, what up, everybody? We got a guest on here, one of the youngest female up in the indie scene, up in the Northeast. She goes by the name of the Puerto Rican Princess, Amber Rodriguez. And, yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. It's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor for the night.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. And you also part of Black Wall Street on the indie scene, correct?
I'm affiliated with them, yes.
Oh, okay. And what got you interested in becoming a wrestler?
Well, I would always watch it ever since I was a kid, and I loved it from day one. I remember I was in, I think, my sophomore year of high school. My brothers, they wrestle also. In fact, two of my brothers are in Black Wall Street. But
That's Chuck Lennox and Mustafa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they found Gilbert's Pro Wrestling Academy, and they started training there. They started their training a year before I did. But they got me into it because I figured, you know, since I love it so much, why not make a career out of it? Why not, you know, start doing something that I really love, you know?
Right. It's like such a young age you started training there. I said since it's been 4 years now?
Two.
2 years? Oh, okay. So in your early teens, very young.
Yeah.
What workers got you that's in the business today that you have that influenced you the most?
Well, when I first started watching, I would always look at, you know, of course, girls like Mickey James and Trish Stratus. But after I got into it, after I started, you know, actually working, I would look at the older women's wrestlers like Alundra Blaze, Bull Nakano, and also men as well that have influenced me, like Ricky Steamboat, the Great Muta. I can go on and on.
That's what's up. Those were my idols also, Ricky Steamboat, one of them, and KJ Muta, the Great Muta. Yeah. I've been noticing you've been working with like a legend like Amy Lee. How was it like working with her?
It was amazing. I had my first match with her actually, and you know, it was an honor to be in the ring with her.
Yes, she learned from the best also, Dick Murdoch. And
yes.
But she's actually a good worker also, and I just likes when she also tells a story in the ring also. And would you like to plug any of your appearances coming up soon anywhere?
Yes. April 20th, I'll be making my debut at Magnificent Ladies of Wrestling in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a custom company, so fans can actually order custom matches. So hit me up on Facebook for that. And April 27th, I'll be wrestling Veda Scott at MCW in Dundalk, Maryland. May 4th, I'll be coming back to New England Female Wrestling, which is also a custom company. So.
Oh, that's cool. Excellent. And how is it to work with MCW and Dan McDevitt? Mm-hmm.
I used to do actually some interviews when I first started out for them because I couldn't get in the ring, of course, because I was only 15 when I started. I'm 18 now, so it's awesome to actually step out from behind the scenes and be in the ring in, you know, a place where I consider home. I consider MCW my home because they gave me my start.
Right.
And also, every Tuesday, I co-host a radio show of my own called Cage Sheet Radio. So, if anyone's interested that's listening.
That's what's up. And do you watch the any of the big three companies? If you that maybe you, one day you will want to work for, like Ring of Honor, TNA, and WWE.
Oh, definitely. That's, you know, what I'm in this for. I'm pushing to make it mainstream one day, also to travel to more countries. So,
right.
Those are really my goals in this business.
Right. Yes. And question. How was it like working with Jimmy Violent, the Boogie Woogie Man?
Yeah, it was. I learned so much from him, even for that short amount of time that I got to know him. It was an honor to, you know, be his tag partner and, you know, to have a match with him. Like I said, I learned a lot. You know, he has decades and decades of experience, so.
That's cool. And what do you like to prefer as a do you like as a heel or a face? Do you consider that's more of your character?
I'm comfortable with either one. It doesn't really matter to me. I believe in order to be a good heel, you have to be a good baby face and vice versa. So
right.
I'm comfortable with either role.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if what do your friends think of you as a professional wrestler?
My friends support it. They thought it was different. My sister, actually, we joke about it all the time because back in high school and middle school, I'd talk about it. And then, you know, people would, I'd get negative reactions from people, but, you know, I'm literally living my dream now. So, you know, it is what it is.
Right. And some of them, you know, let the haters hate, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I know you've been tough for you when you beginning training on and out. You've been taking the bumps and bruises and everything, and also learning ring psychology. How is Dwayne Gill at the school?
He's, you know, himself. He's a really cool guy. I learned a lot from him. I wasn't only trained by him. I was also trained by the Holy Rollers, Earl and Rich. I've also been to a couple Robbie E seminars. Those are really cool. But as far as Wayne goes, you know, he knows what he's talking about. So.
Right. Yeah, I still remember when he was trying to persuade me to go to the school. I said about early last year, and he was saying it. His favorite was saying, "Wayne, don't bullshit me. Come on down." But he's an all around cool guy, and that will work with you.
Yeah, definitely. All
right. And. And do you have any interest in joining any women companies like Shimmer also?
Definitely. You know, Shine, Shimmer, WSU, the bigger companies, Indie Girls, you know,
yeah.
I have ambition. You know what I mean? It's tattooed on me. It's me all the way around. So I have goals. And, you know, it's definitely on my to-do list to contact, you know, these companies and try and get in on that. So.
Right. And you also have an interest in possibly this year Pro Wrestling Syndicate?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The one up in New Jersey, Pro Wrestling Syndicate for
I
women?
Yeah, I'll be making my in-ring wrestling debut May 11th at their Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling show. I've been up there for their the show where I can't remember the name of it, but with Jerry Lynn when he wrestled against Lance Storm, his last match, and the
right.
East Coast. I was at that show. I managed to tag team Black Hollywood. So it's an honor to work for such a huge company.
Right. And actually, Kevin Matthews is one of the promoters.
Pat Buck and Eric Pleska.
Okay. They do put on good shows and also they do good business for their DVDs also.
Mhm.
Yes. And and it, I know this is about time. I lost my train of thought right there. So, do you have anything else to plug, Amber?
Not at the moment. I actually need to be going soon. So.
Oh, okay. It's a pleasure of having you. You can come back one day in the future and. We will also, you can also plug your radio show again.
Yes, that's KHT Radio, also Reality Check Radio, our partner show, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Tuesdays at midnight, and Thursdays at 9.
Oh, cool. So, it's been a pleasure, Amber.
Oh, you too. I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it, wrestling fans. We'll have to see you next week for another show. Contact us on Wrestling X Factor. Internet group page on Facebook, Wrestling It Factor. And also the archive for that show is also on Blog Talk Radio and the group page.
Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet, double bad bitch, my team. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call it. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again.
So much money, y'all got racks on racks on racks on racks on racks. Bitch, so much money, my shit stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. You see me smoking and you know I got that pack, I got that sack, I got that. Oh, I hit the club, I lose control, I smoke that loud, I know the grower. Grower, ball like the owner, hit this gym, make things move slower. Slower, I'm never sober, roll some weed, our eyes get lower. Lower, I'm in my old school, riding sound just like a newer motor. Motor, wondering how I get these meals and still live like a stoner. No other way, I get 100K from each promoter. Or more than that, hold up, money, long as don't fall up. Let me get some gin, pull up, got some fun, we roll up. Niggas got the gang, thrown up, thrown up. These niggas got the game, they got it from us. From us. I'm with my gang and my niggas go nuts. Go nuts. You talking money, best believe I show up. Show up. And all the real niggas know
bitch,
why.
I'm ballin', no bitch, why. I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet. Keep a bad bitch on my team. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call them. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never
walking funny. Is it any reason why y'all starving? I spell boredom by spelling force them. Do I really need to beg your pardon? My jersey say James. I don't play games like Brom when he in that garden. Now wait, I said that all wrong. She don't need a rocket when I put my heart in. My new nickname is Just Watch. Might not join, might just watch. New yacht master, just watch. Doubting me, I tell them just watch. Them diamonds yellow, them beams are red. And them hands tough, they don't show. Plus them shooters with me got the green light. So why the fuck you think they won't go? Hold up, yo, shit traded post game. And it's no shame, she felt your man. She probably owns Joe Johnson. Cause I'll never be in that Elton brand. It's YSL, she fly as hell. Tell her come to go on to my ride. You can't blame hoes, they be the rose. Now she is throwing in my side. Grow up, grow up. PRPS is over my Timbs. Way shorty blew me out, it was only right. I showed her my bench, let my man sit. When the fan hit, we're spending all these bills on liquor. Bigger Jersey lost his team, but still we got the realest nigga.
Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet, keep a bad bitch on my team. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call her. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again,
Montana.
Never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again.
Keep a bad bitch on my team. Got about 5 ounces of that lean. My chain Blu-ray on that screen. Now spend 2 days counting that cream. Got about 5 eggs in my doorway. Yo, main bitch, my throwaway. Got about 8 whips, they brainless. My main bitch, like shawty. Got my top down, her hair out. Isolation and clear out. Fast break my bread straight. One handshake and I bail out. Hit the street, torrent, bitches calling. Tell a friend, friend, Derek Rose, baller. Bitch, never go broke again. Do spades in my shade. Clear ice, they say. LeBron James on that break. Real estate with LA. Shooting from half court. Got you by a long shot. Montana, that nigga from the Bronx block.
Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin', yeah. Racked up, no wallet. Keep a bad bitch on my team. I should join the league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again. Bitch, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. I fuck the ones, don't call her. My niggas gettin' that green. We in a different league, NBA. Never broke again, never going broke again. NBA, never broke again, never going broke again.
Mm-hmm.